Yo, yo, what's poppin', man?
What it do, baby?
Haha.
What's good, son?
Man, I'm chillin', bro. Having a good day, yo. How y'all doing, bro, family?
Episode 4, bro. We're coming along.
Yeah, man, we're doing our thing.
It's been a long time coming. We've just been hella busy.
You
know, just trying to get this, trying to get everything right. So, just bear with us. You know, we're gonna keep coming with it.
We're having a good November, though. I'm gonna go ahead and say that.
Oh man, forget it, bro. The past week, been on
pretty
fire.
Nice to us. Yeah, no doubt.
And we're grateful about that.
Thank you, everybody, man.
Appreciate the support.
For real.
So what are we talking about today, man?
Yeah, man, I just want to talk about education, essentially, or the school system, whatever you want
to
call
it. I like that.
Not to down it, but just give our point of view on it. You know, we want to hear your point of view.
Absolutely.
Speaking of how you can express your point of view, you mm-hmm. can follow us on Instagram at Growth Clothing Co. Follow us, like some pics, drop some bombs, do your thing. We got a lot of fire apparel right now for the fall.
Yeah.
Check us out.
Yo, on the website.
Where can they cop that at, Dow?
Clothingbygrove.com. The link is in the bio, or just enter it into your search bar. Clothingbygrove.com. And right now we have 15% off. Use code Bruno to get 15% off your entire order.
Check us out.
Yo, one of my favorite products on there too right now is the Yellow Champion windbreaker.
That's nice.
Got a nice photo shoot coming
out soon about that.
Yeah, that shit is fire, bro. That's like a must have too.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, let's get into this. I like the education topic, man. To that.
Let's do that then. We'll catch y'all in a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, let's go ahead and get into this education, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man, so, Dow, we can start off, you know, kind of talking about just how we were as students. So, we were like average.
Yeah, and how we were students and, you know, how we got to the point that we're at right now and how we continue to grow, so.
Yeah, so, like, you know, I went to community college and now I work in the medical field.
Mm-hmm. And I went to a community college in Michigan off of, you know, I had a basketball scholarship. You know, right now, like I told you guys, I think it was episode 1 or 2. Right now I work at a Honda dealer, just trying to scale and, you know, get into my own thing, into our own thing. So,
and I'm a clinical supervisor at a pain practice in Michigan.
Yeah, we just wanted to touch on this subject because, you know, in my opinion, I'm not knocking anybody who goes to school or who went to school. You know, we just wanted to touch on this because in my personal opinion, I feel like everybody needs an education. Everybody needs, you know, there's a difference between being book smart, you know, and having street smarts. You know what I mean? I would choose both. You know, I like to have both, obviously. You know, I need to know how to hustle. That comes with having street smarts. And obviously, you want to be sharp. You know, you want to talk. You know, you want to know that your verbiage is correct. You know, writing, spelling, math, and all that is sharp. You know what I mean? So I prefer to have both. But do I think that you need to go to school to be successful? Absolutely not.
No, that's my belief. 100%.
Yeah, and that's why we want to have this conversation about school. So,
yeah. So for me, you know, we both have kids, and I don't tell my
a kid. We both have one kid.
Excuse me, yeah, we both have one child. Yeah.
Oh, I have one that I know of. So
I have one.
No, I'm sure I got a baby boy, Sebastian. He's gonna be 4 this month, actually, on the 28th.
My son's Jaden.
My nephew.
Yeah. He turned 8 last month.
Yeah, why you have him so early, man? Like, Bashy is going to be four. Jay is eight. Popping them out early, huh?
Man, yeah. Anyways. but in regards to school, you know, with our children, at least for me, I'm going to talk for myself. I don't push Jaden to, I don't tell Jaden, oh, you're going to have to go to college. If he tells me he wants to go into a field where a college degree is needed, then I'll support it. But
and don't get me wrong. Like I said, like we said in the previous episode, things like becoming a lawyer and, you know, doctor and nurse and things like that. Obviously, you have to go to school, bro. Obviously, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as, you know, like, why can't we, instead of going to work for other people, why can't we create employment for ourselves or for other people?
Or why can't we follow our dreams early if we like something that makes us extremely happy, whether it's planting flowers, cutting grass?
Why can't people just
figure that out and then monetize that?
Because people don't teach us that. That's why.
Right.
That's why they don't teach us. They don't want us to know that. You know what I mean?
We're taught that our dreams become secondary from an actual plan A. Our dreams have to be a plan B.
Yeah, that's wrong, bro. Your dreams should definitely follow, you know, whatever you love, and that's important, man. You got to do what you love. You should always follow that dream. Follow your heart. You know, try to capitalize on that. And you don't need for most things, man. You don't need that school education for that. Obviously, you need education in whatever field you're trying to get into, whatever passion you have.
But that doesn't require to go to a university or community college.
It doesn't require, like, let's be real, bro. Most stuff they teach you in school, you don't use that stuff in real life.
No.
It's like
we should actually learn more trades.
Absolutely.
As teenagers, we should learn more trades. Those should be
like what? Give us some idea.
If they're gonna make things mandatory, like they make uniforms and all this other crap mandatory, make it mandatory that kids from the age of 10 to 18, like whatever length of high school, right? They have to learn at least three trades while they're in there and become certified.
Like what? Give us an idea of what you mean.
Robotics. Okay, that's a crazy industry right now.
Yeah.
Finances. Some type of trade in finances. I found out you don't have to have a... I found out, I'm going to shout people out, man, that I follow Prince Donnell, Dana Chanel.
Mm-hmm. I met Dana.
Dude has a tax company. You don't have to have a college degree to prep people's taxes. So, I mean, like, that's a trade that a kid can learn in the ninth grade, you know, and then we can figure out, they know how to fill out FAFSAs properly and tax forms and things like that before they're 21. You know,
they don't teach you that in school. Nah, you know what I mean? Like, most of the stuff you learn in life, you're gonna learn outside of school anyways. You know what I mean? They're like, this is the thing with social media. You can learn. I've learned so much through social media. It's not even funny, bro. Through social media and YouTube and just reading books and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
That has nothing to do with school education. Like I said, don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking anybody who has education. You know what I mean? But for people who have...
There are people who have been under control, man. There are people who have been doing their profession for 10 years and are still paying off student loans. They've been in their field for a decade and haven't made even a crack at it, you know?
But you can look at it as some type of investment, you know what I mean? Like, when you go to school, obviously, I don't know how much, you know, whatever the cost of, you know, your student loans is for whatever field you're trying to get into, you know, you can look at it as an investment, but how long until you get that money back? You know what I mean? Like, if your loans are 50K, or like I said, I don't know what the price, how much it is, 100K, whatever it is. How long until you get that money back?
Well,
from the job?
You think about it, bro. People going out getting bachelor degrees, mm-hmm. and they're, you know, putting themselves $80,000, $90,000 in debt, bro. And, you know, when they get out, they only make 30 grand a year.
And this is the thing. People, even people with bachelor's degrees and master's degrees, they're not even using their degrees. So these people are going to school, you know what I mean, taking 4 to 8 years away from their life, spending all this money on a, you know, on an education, and they're not even using their degree. That shit is beyond me, bro. That shit should be illegal. You know what I mean? Like, then they want you to have experience. Like, where are we gonna get the experience from, bro? If I'm in school for 4 to 8 years, you want me to have 2 to 4 years of experience? Like, that shit is crazy.
And then, like I said, you want to pay me so low for where my loans even are. Like, it's like I said, these people are almost $100,000 in debt, and they get out and, like, average making like 30, 35 a year. That's, to live off that, of, and that's before
that's
taxes,
crazy.
Bro.
And that's before why. Taxes. And you know what? On top of that, you're working, you know, you can't do what you, you're not doing what you really love. You know what I mean? I'll get back to that. This is the thing, like, most people who go to school, who go to college, don't have the right guidance, you know what I mean? They're, like, for instance, when I went to college, you know, I was going for, like, business administration or business management or something like that. I was just doing it because that's what most people were doing, you know what I mean? Nobody really told me what to try to study or like to do what I love and things like that. I was just doing that just to do it. I didn't know. You know what I mean? And most people nowadays are like, they don't know what they're going to school for. They're just going to school because people are telling, their parents are telling them that's the traditional way after you graduate high school, you go to college and then you graduate.
And this whole,
and you get
this
a job
whole time you breaking
somebody.
Down, bro, like credit and bill management, things of that nature, is not discussed.
That's the shit that needs to be talked about, bro. Instead of telling your kids, you know, go to college, they're not teaching you about credit in college. Why not? Why don't the parents teach the kids about credit?
But the parents don't know either, man.
So. Yeah, and that comes from their parents, not telling.
It's just generational curses that we don't know how it got so bad. All of that is really irrelevant at this point. It's just, you know, stepping up, and if you feel something is wrong about what's going on in your life, you know, fucking change it, man.
Right.
I'm trying to not curse so much, but change it, man.
It's crazy. And back to what I was saying, man, like, the people who go to college, graduate, got these degrees, it's cool to say you got a degree or you went to this type of school and things like that, but what are you doing? What are you doing with it? You know, what was the purpose of you going to school? Like, for me, I'm very big on time management. Like, you just wasted 4, 5, 6, whatever years in college. You're not doing anything. You're working at Dollar Tree. Like, this is real. This is the shit that's really going on, bro. Like,
yeah, like,
you go to school.
Social work is terrible.
It's ridiculous, man. You're going to school for this many years. You're spending this much money. And you're graduating and you're going to work at fucking Dollar Tree or like, come on, bro, like a department store. Like, what are we doing? Like, you know, and I'm not saying you're going to get a job right out the gate. You know what I mean? It might take a little time. But for the people who went to school and who still not using their degree, like, we got to educate. We got to tell these people, like, yo, I don't even use my degree. You don't need school to be successful. You need to, like I said, you need to study. You need to get into books. You need to watch videos and things
like
that.
But you
like,
have to watch all those things and do all those things.
Effectively.
But something, yeah, and something that you actually care about. And you got to, like, you know, not skate from work and, you know, putting in the time. And, like, you got to, you know, you got to be structured, man. This, like I said, there's no such thing as getting rich overnight and all this other stuff.
And listen,
like,
right, and not everybody... Everybody is not meant to be a, you know, to be an entrepreneur, to be a boss and things like that. And I'm not knocking that at all. Like, you get your money the way you're getting it. You know what I mean? But my thing is, if you're going to go to school, bro, use that degree for something, man. Do what you love. Do what you actually love.
Or, you know, get that degree and try to find out, how can I use this degree to my own advantage?
Yeah,
it's something,
man,
that I really like to do. Like, for instance, by trade, I'm a medical assistant. Like, let's say I was a person who I didn't really like always waking up, going to the same place, going at the same type of hours, you know, things of that nature. you know, my medical assistant certification registry, you know, I could find if there's any like traveling medical assistant jobs, like, you know, where I have to maybe drive to this city, drive to that city. If me not being in the same place all the time is annoying, why don't I try to, but I say, you know, I really love the medical field. I really want to work in the medical field.
Yeah, yeah.
Figure it out.
Right.
You know, figure out what makes you happy with that degree, because it's all about happiness. You got to be happy. And if you're happy, like, man, you know, I got to drive here. I live in Michigan, so I got to drive to Hazel Park. I got to drive to Detroit. You know, I'm living in Flint. I got to go to Mount Pleasant. I got to go to Lansing.
And some people that makes some people happy, bro.
Happy
some
as
people
hell.
Will find happiness out of that.
Like, love to tell everybody, you know, about all the nice coffee shops.
Right,
they go everywhere with their job and stuff like
but
that.
For me, happiness for me is like I don't want to. Yeah, you know, I want to be able to go wherever I want. When I want, when I'm, you know, obviously you still got to take care of responsibilities and things like that. But how am I going to travel? You know what I mean? Like, how am I going to travel to different places?
That's why we did something like essentially, you know, e-commerce store. We did e-commerce store, bro. We're learning how to and doing sales online because the internet's everywhere. So we're building a business that can be ran from wherever we are.
Right, right.
And wherever we decide
to do. And this is the thing. And we're not just doing that just because it's there. Like, I genuinely love clothes. I genuinely love, like, really, I love clothes. I've always been like that, bro. I've always been like that. And who would have thought we would have got to this point where we're selling clothes, where we're doing what we actually love. You know what I mean? I never, if you asked me this, even 5 years ago, 2 years ago, I never would have thought I would be selling clothes. But sometimes you got to just take a step back and just think, like, man, you know, I'm just tired of working. How do I see myself? Where do I see myself within the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years?
And for me, it's like when I ask that question, I'm like, where is my happiness?
Right. You have to find your happiness, and it may be, you may find it early, you may find it late, you know what I mean? But as long as you find it, but if you complain, then man, you got to look yourself in the mirror and reevaluate.
Like, we, you know, this Bruno, Love Me, Hate Me, just the products we have, the Coach jackets with and without the hood. I mean, just go on the website.
Yo, people probably be like, yo, this dude wear this red jacket every day. I'm like, yeah, you're right. It's fire. I love that Coach jacket. So I love it.
Mm-hmm.
The red Coach jacket. That's like an iconic piece for growth.
And you just, you know, you want to look, you know, growth is going to be for everybody, man. You know, you're going to want to just look nice.
It sticks, bro. The name itself, that's what we are. It sticks. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, who doesn't want to grow? Who doesn't want to get better?
We want to have like such a diverse company. Like I said, this company will be more than just a clothing line.
Yeah. And you know, like I said, man, the whole point of this conversation is we didn't need an education for this. Not a school education.
Yeah, we didn't need a college degree.
We did a lot of education in terms of the industry and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But ain't no transcripts for it.
And the thing is what you have, what people have to do is, like, I always say this, and, you know, Dow agrees with me every time I say it, it's like, you got to get on here and use this internet for what it's really used for. And again, when we're saying this stuff, we're trying to get people to understand that, like, your happiness is a click away. Whatever, if you're in a field and you're happy with what you make, but you don't like the place you're at or whatever the case may be, get on the internet and look around, make some changes.
It's never too late. That's never. The thing, yo. If you're in your 30s, late 30s, 40s, 50s, whatever, 60s, whatever, bro, it's never too late. It's never too late, bro. It's always a way. I truly believe that it's always a way.
Mm-hmm.
For you to make a difference in your life. So,
man, Wallow 267 say, man, every day you wake up breathing, you got a chance. Like,
absolutely.
Shout out to Wallow, man.
As long as you wake up, you got a chance. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, man. Like, we got to the point where we got with the products that we have right now just by simplifying things. Like, like, when I said that the other day, he was like, damn, bro, we did. Like, we just, we buckled down, we met, and we was like, okay, where are we at right now? You know? What's going on? We just evaluated, took a step back, evaluated the company. And then November
happened. Sometimes you need that, bro. You're going to, this is the thing, man. Like, with entrepreneurship, man, you're going to make tons of mistakes. Even if you're a professional entrepreneur, 20 years, you're going to make mistakes, bro. You know what I mean? The thing is, that, man, the mistakes just make them lessons. It just grow from that. You know what I mean? Just learn from that. Get better, bro.
Yeah, and in regards to education, we do think it's necessary, but you need to educate yourself for what you love.
100%.
You know, and with that being said, man, we're going to go ahead and wrap this up.
Yeah.
It's your boy AC and Dow, owners of Growth Clothing. Check us out on IG, Growth Clothing Co. Cop that merch.
Not on the merch, website.
Excuse me. Yeah, no, it's not merch.
Whatever you want to call it's it. It's there. It's fire. You need it. You need it in your life. I promise you, it's good quality. It's fire. Clothing by Growth.com. Check us out.
Check us out. Yeah. We'll check in with y'all later, man. Stay positive. Keep spreading love. We'll check in with y'all later, man.
Yeah, let's get it.